Going on now, let's talk about creative selling. How do we sell creatively? Well, in creative selling, we have to understand that creativity is a natural characteristic of all top salespeople, and that creativity is a matter of self-concept. Every single one of us is highly creative. Every single one of us, when we are trying to avoid a traffic jam to get from one part of the city to another, and we're taking side roads and side streets and alleys and so on, we are engaging in highly creative acts. Every single one of us, when we are trying to arrange a party or put together a sales presentation or to convince somebody of something that we want them to do, is engaging in a highly creative act. When we get dressed in the morning and we match clothing and ties and shirts and blouses and dresses and shoes and so on, is an act of creativity. Many of us, however, think that we're not particularly creative. And to the degree to which we believe that we're not particularly creative, we won't be. To the degree to which we believe we are, we will continually come up with creative solutions. And there's several areas where creativity is necessary. We know also that creativity is stimulated by focused questions, by pressing problems, and by burningly desired goals. The more intensely we desire to accomplish something, the more creative we are in its accomplishment. The more focused and specific the question, the more creative we are in answering it. And the more intensely desired or the more pressing the problems, the more creative we are in resolving them. So here's several areas of creativity which grow with use and exercise. Number one is to find new and better prospects. Very, very important area of creativity, which we'll come to in a second. To uncover buying motives. You have to be very creative in finding out what will cause the person to buy. Because many people have inbred buying resistance, which means they don't want to tell you why it is that they might buy your product. Because they know from experience that if you find out what they really want to enjoy and you keep repeating that argument over and over again, they will be too weak to resist it. Isn't that true? To overcome buyer resistance or indecision. Overcome this, I want to think about it, or let me talk it over with my boss, or call me back next week. This requires tremendous acts of creativity. To discover new product uses and applications. To discover new ways that you can use old products. And to create sales where none exist. And this is so important because every single sales act is an act of pure creativity. What you are doing is you are putting together a business transaction, which is, if you like, the backbone of our society, where nothing existed before. You are literally creating it with your own mind in conjunction with your product and the customer. And that's why develop creativity is very, very important. And I'll give you some methods to develop in a second. So remember, creative selling begins with thorough knowledge of your product or service. The better you know your product or service, the more thoroughly you master the detail of it, the more creative you are in selling it. The fastest way to increase your income is how? To spend more time with better prospects. So creative prospecting is important, and this requires analysis and planning. Basic analysis begins with three questions, and I'd like you to answer these three questions. What are the 5 to 10 most attractive features of your product? List them in order of importance. Why should somebody buy your product? What is it about your product that makes it worthwhile that somebody should buy it? So you need to know the answers to these before you can prepare a sales presentation. So the next question is, what needs of your prospective customer do these product features satisfy? What benefit does it offer? In other words, what's in it for the customer to purchase your product? And write these down opposite the 5 to 10 points that you put down. Remember, every one of your customers is looking for benefits. They're not looking for features. The features are simply a means to an end. So then we go and we say, all right, let us say that you have successfully conveyed the features in question one and the benefits in question two, and the person is now very interested in enjoying the benefits that you have described in your product or service. Then the next question is, why should they buy it from your company? List 5 to 10 reasons why the person should buy it from you. Now they're convinced that they want it, why should they buy it from you? What does your company offer that other companies don't offer? Now, going on to strategic selling, and these questions are the most important questions that you will ever ask and answer in moving to high levels of income in selling. In strategic selling, you begin by identifying your best possible customer market and then concentrating on it single-mindedly. Again, we said this earlier, one of the biggest mistakes that salespeople make is they look upon everybody as being a prospect of equal value, when in some cases, one prospect may be worth 100 times the value of another prospect. The basic rule in selling is always fish for whales, not minnows. Remember, if you catch 1,000 minnows, what have you got? A bucketful? But if you catch one whale, you've got a whole ship full. And it's very important that we carefully identify where our biggest breakthrough opportunities are. And this comes from asking these questions. Who exactly is your customer? Who buys your product or service right now? The next question is, who might be buying it in the future? Remember, you're going to live the rest of your life in the future, and all of your income is going to come from who you sell to in the future as opposed to who's bought it in the past. So who might be buying it in the future? What direction is your market going in? Who bought it in the past? What is the continuity between past and future? Where are there markets opening up or likely to open up for your product or service?